from the newsroom at news.com.au.
This is the latest from the newsroom. It's Monday, the 13th of June. News of Rebel Wilson's same-sex relationship has been overshadowed by a bizarre self-inflicted outing controversy at the Sydney Morning Herald. SMH's gossip columnist Andrew Hornery wrote a story over the weekend where he revealed that he had the scoop on Wilson's new relationship with Ramona Agruma. Hornery admitted they had given Wilson a heads up 2 days in advance that they were going to out her. The paper is now facing huge global backlash on social media, with people saying they are ashamed of the Australian media industry. In other news, cryptocurrency is in for a rough couple of weeks as experts warn that the embattled digital tokens haven't hit anywhere near rock bottom. Last week, an eye-watering $142 billion was wiped from the combined cryptocurrency market capitalization. Bitcoin, the top-ranked cryptocurrency, was trading at $37,140 for each token at the time of writing, representing a drop of 8% in just 24 hours. To sport, West Tigers centre Brett Naden is set to spend at least 4 weeks on the sidelines for tackling Jake Trbojevic dangerously in the Tigers' loss to the Sea Eagles on Sunday. When Naden upended Trbojevic in an old-fashioned spear tackle midway through the second half, he became the first Tigers player since Corey Pearson in 2002 to be sent off. Naden is the fourth player sent from the field this season, following Mitch Barnett, Carl Lawton and Will Kennedy. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To entertainment news now, Paramendra Nagra is finally back on screens after starring in Bend It Like Beckham. 2 decades have passed since Bend It Like Beckham graced movie screens, making stars out of its cast in an instant. Since then, in terms of lead roles, Paramendra has been left on the bench, well, that is, until now. The 46-year-old has been given the role of D.I. Rashida Ray, a detective investigating a murder that draws her deep into Birmingham's criminal underworld. And finally, Sharon Osbourne has detailed the major operation that is going to determine the rest of rock star Ozzy Osbourne's life. Sharon Osbourne says she was returning to Los Angeles to be by the side of her husband for almost 40 years. She has not provided more details about the surgery, but the 73-year-old Prince of Darkness has been complaining about neck problems for quite a while. That's the latest from the newsroom. We'll be back with another update soon.
Your headlines from news.com.au.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.